Everybody jump.
Yes, it is a Monday. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. As we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button. Get mortgage. You've got Mike and Pete across the way. Andrew with your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time. We go. A lot of football to get into in the terms of the NFL and college variety. Some baseball playoff action as well. What's going on, Taz? How was the weekend, bud?
Very good, Moose. Thank you. Hope your weekend was good also.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Went by fast. Went by quick.
Yes, and we have, I guess, some breaking news to start
the show. We do. As Ian Rappaport broke the story from the NFL Network, Jay Gruden has been fired as Redskins head coach. So he is out a couple minutes right before the top of the hour, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3 a.m. Pacific, that he is indeed done as Skins head coach. And really to nobody's surprise really whatsoever. I mean, he was asked the question after he had another loss in which they got throttled at home by the New England Patriots. You know, about his job security. He said, as long, you know, if I show up tomorrow and the key works, I know I have a job. So he's not going to be showing up, or maybe he stayed there all night. I don't know. But he is out as head coach for the Washington Redskins, and the Skins are a complete and utter mess.
Yeah, no, totally. He finishes up, I believe, at 35-50-1. So, look, you never want to see anyone lose their job in any capacity, in any field or any business. It stinks, you know, but to your point, yeah, I don't, no one's shocked by this, and I don't think Jay Gruden's shocked either, but, you know, yeah, so his time in Washington's over, for sure, right in the middle of the season.
Yeah, right, you know, first quarter of the year here that he gets fired, and I haven't seen the announcement yet in terms of who's going to be taking over on an interim basis moving forward,
right.
But, I mean, I don't know how much it necessarily changes anything when you look at the direction of the franchise led by Bruce Allen, owned by Daniel Snyder. There's a lot of frustration from the Washington fan down in our nation's capital. You listen to that, you watch that game yesterday against the New England Patriots as much as you possibly could because it was a dreadful football game. But about 70-75% of the crowd were Patriot fans celebrating. They were actually booing the Redskins when they walked onto the field. They seemed like an organization that is really got no kind of direction or sense of direction, Taz, where they're moving forward here. And, you know, it is frustrating if you're a Skins fan watching guys like LaFleur, who is a part of their staff under Shanahan, who is now the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, and McVay, who is now the head coach, obviously, with a lot of success of the Los Angeles Rams, former quarterback coach and offensive coordinator down in Washington. Those guys having success being young, energetic coaches that are kind of changing the way that you look at offense in the NFL, and the Redskins decided to stick with Jay Gruden. And you look at the lack of development of players, bad free agent signings. I mean, you go up and down the line. I mean, they're one of the worst organizations, not just in the NFL, in all of professional sports.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. It'll be interesting to see what happens now. Like you said, who will take over in the interim spot there for the Redskins. And if and when Jay Gruden ends up somewhere, I think he will. He's you know, obviously his brother's the head coach of the Raiders. And his Jay Gruden's expertise is on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, the OC, Greg Olsen with the Raiders, is doing a pretty good job there. So I don't think John Gruden's going to fire Greg Olsen for his brother. But I would assume in the short term, I mean, this just went down, but I would assume that He in a pinch, he probably would end up doing something with the Raiders, I would assume.
Well, he's still got time. How much time has he left on his deal? He signed an extension. I believe he's got at least one more year left on his contract, maybe two. And that's why there were people that raised an eyebrow, you know, of that video getting leaked out there on Friday. Did you see that video that got leaked out for Gruden, which showed him with and the video was a year old, but it looked like he was smoking marijuana.
He was hitting on young girls. I read about it.
You know, but the video is more than a year old. There was no time stamp on the video. But that got leaked out there once again on Friday. And people questioned why did that get leaked out in terms of the timing of why it got leaked out. There were some that speculated that maybe it was someone within the organization that leaked it out because they wanted to fire Jay Gruden for cause, just like they fired Scott McLuhan for cause, their former general manager who's now working as a draft consultant for the Cleveland Browns, former general manager with the San Francisco 49ers, who's battled substance abuse over the course of his career. So, there has been, it's a mess. I mean, and I can understand why someone would question why that video will all of a sudden get leaked out there on a Friday before they're getting set to take on the New England Patriots with Colt McCoy at quarterback, and the game that they absolutely get throttled, and then Gruden ends up getting fired on Monday morning, Taz. But that's really playing nasty and playing dirty, and I'm just speculating here. If that all of a sudden came out, the timing of it is very, very strange, though, why that video would all of a sudden get thrown out there, a video that's well over a year plus old, and around a time when the head coach is about to potentially get fired here.
I agree. I mean, I get what you're saying about your speculation on that. And, how could you not think about that? You're right. I mean, and why it went out there, and that is playing super dirty. I mean, that's really below-the-belt stuff. Whomever from the organization, if that is true, if someone did leak that out, because you're saying it's old footage, it's old video. So, yeah, that would be pretty, that'd be a really, I mean, look, cause enough for the man to lose his job would be that they stink, that they can't win a football game, and that people aren't showing up to the stadium, and that, it's, I don't know, I'm just saying, like, to have something like that go down, if that's the case, that's ugly. That's nasty.
Yeah, it is. And so I don't know exactly where they go from here. There's some speculation that Bill Callahan, former Raiders head coach, offensive line coach, very good offensive line coach down in Washington.
Former head coach of Nebraska.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. As well, that he, nothing official yet, but the speculation is that he's going to take over on an interim basis. We'll find out. But the breaking news here on this Monday morning, right before Taz and I hit the airwaves, and oftentimes we don't get breaking news, is that Jay Gruden is out as Skins head coach, and what is a lost season, and we'll see where Washington goes from here. From my perspective, they needed to just completely clean house. Bruce Allen's got to go, but I don't think that'll happen. We'll see where they go for a new head coach, Taz, but they're a long way from being a consistent winner in the National Football League. And with that being said, you look at it, it is kind of a week-to-week league. When you look at it, you can't really trust, what you saw the previous week in the next week of games. It's amazing what you see and how it kind of can completely change. You look at the Indianapolis Colts. Last week, they get throttled at home by the Oakland Raiders. Then they go on the road last night in a Sunday night affair.
Unreal.
Hold the football for, 35-plus minutes, keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, and beat Kansas City in Arrowhead to hand the Chiefs their first loss of the year.
That was unbelievable. I know, I watched it. I still can't believe that happened. Really. No, but you're right. The league can the tides turn nonstop. I mean, it's just and the pressure on these coaches, not just the players, but the coaches. Look. Gruden, 0-5, we get it. But still, there's pressure on all these guys. I mean, and you never know. It's the NFL. Any team can win at any time. So, who would have thunk that the Colts are going to go win without Andrew Luck, into KC, with Pat Mahomes healthy, and beat them in their house? I definitely shocked me. But just to circle back, I want to ask you as a Redskin fan. So I don't say that you're happy that he's gone. I know you tweeted the other day about, that he's doing such a bad job, meaning Gruden. I got that. But I'm saying, this is what I want to ask you. As a fan for all your whole life, as a Redskin fan, do you want to see, what type of coach do you want to see come in there as the head coach? Do you want to see one of these newer, younger guys, that high-octane offense style, or maybe someone a little longer in the tooth, an older school guy?
Taz, it's a great question. I would say this. I would say that I think unless you get rid of Bruce Allen, I don't think a lot's going to change.
Mm.
I think it kind of starts from him and works his way down, and he is so entrenched with Daniel Snyder. Now, if you're going to tell me that Bruce Allen's out, who would I like to see? I kind of like to see, a fresh face and a fresh voice, that is looking to develop Dwayne Haskins, work on that offense a little bit. I wouldn't mind a defensive-minded head coach either, because the defense, I'd like to see the Redskins get back to being a prideful defense,
right,
where they were tough to go up against instead of being the sieve that they are now.
Yep, yep.
But I do think I wish it was just the coach that needed to change, Taz. I think there's a lot that needs to change down in Washington. I'd be more ecstatic if Allen was out than I am about a new head coach.
Right,
but
right.
I don't think Gruden was a particularly good head coach. I don't think the... And I also think that kind of, he had reached a point here, Taz, where he was probably so beaten down by the entire process. You know, he didn't want to draft Dwayne Haskins. They draft Dwayne Haskins nonetheless. And, you know, the guys that they lost in free agency, not having Trent Williams play for the team. There's a lot that's gone wrong down in Washington. But I think the most important thing is getting rid of Allen. But I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, probably not, no. But the thing, though, too, you know, you mentioned about Gruden not wanting Haskins and stuff, which is true. I saw that also. But also, you know, Gruden, he didn't make excuses. I heard some sound from him yesterday saying that he, you know, he's had the resources. Like, he's not blaming the organization. Like, he's not blaming the money to get players or keep players. Like, he's basically said he's got good football players, he's got good coaches. You know, so I guess they'll have some kind of a press conference today, I would assume.
I'm sure they'll make the announcement. I don't know. I mean, he won't. I mean, he'll be done. I mean, yesterday was the last thing for him. But, yeah, the Allen or whatever. But, Taz, I look at that. Isn't that playing nice? You want another job in the NFL?
I guess. When I heard it, did you hear him
say it? I did hear it, yeah.
Yeah, he sounds sincere to me. Maybe you as a Redskins fan.
I don't know what.
Who knows, right?
Yeah, I don't know how sincere Gruden is when you look at, you know, I've been provided all the resources. We've got good football players. We've got this. Well, then you're a terrible head coach. I mean, then it's even more of a knock on you. I look at that, you know, where I want another. If he went out there and was like, listen, this organization's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, we are terrible at drafting players. We signed bad free agents. We're not a particularly well-run franchise. We're one of the I'm being over-dramatic here, but if he did something like that, where he was very critical of the franchise, I think he might have a hard time, you know, latching on. I think he's going to have a hard time being a head coach in the NFL as it is again. But I think he's going to have a hard time latching on to another NFL team outside maybe working for his brother out there in Oakland with the Raiders. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. No, I agree. That's why, yes, you're right. And that's why I mentioned the Raiders. I know you said he's got a year left on his deal. Gruden,
Does he have a year? Is it a year left? I don't know. I don't know. I know he's got some money left on his deal, because that's why people were saying that they want to fire him for cause. They don't want to pay him out the rest of his deal.
Yeah, Mike's looking into it for those wondering.
Signed through 2020.
Through 2020.
So he's got one more year.
All right.
Yeah.
So there you have it. I'll tell you, I think it'd be great for you guys to get. Could you imagine? Oh, this would be amazing. You would love this. If the Redskins threw a ton of money at Lincoln Riley. Could you imagine that? Lincoln Riley, the head coach of the Redskins.
Let me ask you this. Taz. If you're Lincoln Riley and you're going to take a shot in the NFL and you're going to leave Oklahoma, the Redskins are not your shot.
No, they're not.
The Redskins are not your shot.
I mean, and he's making a ton of money in Oklahoma.
Just the money, but I want to put my best possible. I want to put myself in a position to be successful. And I have NFL teams knocking on my door. Everybody's basically linked me to the Dallas Cowboys at some point in time in my career.
Right.
I'm not going to the Washington Redskins.
All right, I'll do you
If
one
someone
better.
Called me up and it was like a coach and it was like, listen, what do you think about the Redskins? I'd be like, stay away.
Yeah, don't bother me. I'm good.
No, not me. I'm talking about them.
No, I know. I know what you mean.
My advice to them would be stay away. I would touch the Redskins with a 10-foot pole.
But you know who will? I'll tell you who I just thought about. A college coach that leaving college, who would touch it with a 10-foot pole, because he's a little bit older, and that's Jim Harbaugh. That would be great. If Jim Harbaugh was the head coach of the Redskins, that would be awesome.
But if Harbaugh, I tell you this, if Harbaugh took the job, I think it would be fantastic. I think he's a great NFL head coach, but I'll tell you, he's not coming to that job if Bruce Allen's remaining there. That's what I would take.
Think? Like, nobody's going to take this job because of Allen?
No, I think someone's going to take it. It's an NFL head coaching job.
Mike Leach?
No, they're not going.
I'm running out of choices here. I'm trying to help you out.
I don't know where they're going to go for a new head coach, Mike Leach.
Chip Kelly?
Yeah, Chip Kelly, right.
He'll leave UCLA now?
Right. Just let's run through all Division I coaches.
Well, you know who could?
Greg Schiano.
No, Eric Bieniemy. Maybe he almost got beat up by, what's his name on the sideline, the tight end, Kelsey. I don't know if you saw that. Kelsey like pushed him and stuff. Like he got hit. Kelsey and Bieniemy on the sideline got into it, like a physical little thing. And then Kelsey went over and hugged him. He's about 15 feet taller than Bieniemy.
I missed that.
Yeah, there's so many games. I mean, I happened to be watching that at that moment, and Bieniemy said something to him on the sideline, and Kelsey was pissed about something.
Yeah, Bieniemy's like 5'7",
He's a short guy.
Yeah, he's a small guy. Old school, thick, but small guy.
Thick, old running back. But anyway, and Kelsey like kind of pushed him away, and then they had to get in between Kelsey and Bieniemy, and
that's
then
funny.
Kelsey came over. So maybe Bieniemy, I mean, he's maybe a guy that a lot of people have talked about. Maybe he's sick of Kelsey beating him up.
It does not matter.
Yeah, no.
They are a joke of a franchise, Tez. They can hurt me no more. And
do you think they should just end the franchise?
No.
And just completely, just the Redskins are done. We're quitting. We quit football. We're done. We quit.
They should put up the white flag for the rest of the year. Be like, we'll see you guys in 2020.
No, because
have a wonderful rest of your season.
Something's got to happen to, kind of reinvent the franchise. You need like
They need to clean house.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about every single one of the coaches. I mean, there are good coaches on that staff.
Sure,
Bill Callahan's a good offensive line coach.
He's a good coach.
Bill Callahan's getting paid well to be an associate head coach and an offensive line coach. He can coach. There are big guys on that staff that can coach.
Yep.
No, you got Rob Ryan's the linebacker coach. He can coach.
Yep.
I don't think Minuski's a great defensive coordinator, but I don't think, Taz, it trickles on down. When a bad organization, it's bad for a reason. You don't listen to your scouts. You draft a player that your scouts don't want to draft. You use a commodity like the 15th overall pick in Dwayne Haskins, and you address the quarterback position, but not everyone in the organization was sold on Dwayne Haskins. You have an owner, that has completely turned off the fan base. I mentioned the high-priced food, the bad food down at FedEx Field, the high-priced tickets to park. He wants a new stadium. He's crying poor. Mm. He's a billion-dollar owner. I mean, he's an absolute billionaire. Then you look at the way the organization is run, what they did to McLuhan. They did him dirty. What they're doing to Gruden, even though I don't think – and McLuhan was actually good at his job. Gruden was not. And they did that to it's unfortunate you have this. But I do think, Taz, it trickles on down. You often, you reference, working, whether it be the WWE with Vince McMahon and, the organizational mindset that he sets, it trickles on down to everybody else throughout the franchise.
Right, yeah.
Daniel Snyder sets a bad tone for the franchise, and he empowers guys that should not be empowered, Bruce Allen being one of them, and it trickles on down throughout the rest of the organization. There's paranoia, there's infighting, there's backfighting, there's all of that, and that is fed in that organization, and that's why they lose, and that's why they stink as a franchise, because not everybody's on the same page, not everybody's pushing in the right direction, and until that changes, Taz, they could bring back Vince Lombardi from the dead.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen. They're not going to win because the organization is completely and utterly dysfunctional.
Yeah. You got what's his name? Callahan there has been there for like 4 or 5 years. He's the assistant head coach for a couple of years. So would you be happy if he was the head coach? Like permanent head coach? He's got a lot of experience, as you know.
Yeah, it would be fine.
You'd be fine with that?
I mean, it would be fine.
There's all the structural around
the head coach. Structural issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Bill Callahan would be fine. I think he's a good football coach. I think he leaves you wanting as a head coach, but he's fine. But I think that's probably the area they're going to go to. Because if you're one, say you're Matt Rhule at Baylor.
Right.
And the NFL has come calling before, or you've chatted with the Jets last offseason about their head coaching job.
Yep, yep.
Are you going to the Washington Redskins?
No.
You want to put yourself in a better position to succeed. You know I'm going to continue to win at Baylor. I want to be put in a position where, not that I have organizational control, but I feel like I got a shot to win.
I'm telling you, Jim Harbaugh's your guy.
That'd be great. I take him. You mock. I take him. Because if Harbaugh's not coming until they get rid of Bruce Allen, I'll tell you this.
That's true. That part's true. Yeah.
Well, he wants full organizational control.
Because he's earned it, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. We'll touch upon all the action in Week 5, kind of the league week to week here in the National Football League. The big Sunday night affair that went the Colts' way. It's Taz and the Moose here on a Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Moose, let's head out to our friend in Jersey, John.
He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John from Jersey.
Johnny, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Hey, man, how you guys doing today?
All right, bud. What's going on, bro?
Well, let me tell you, you know, Mark, you're exactly right, brother. At the game yesterday, because I was at the Pats-Washington game, it had to be 70% Patriot fans in the stadium. And, I mean, when
John, you just go to these games, like, every Sunday, wherever the Pats play, you're there? This guy's like Robbie.
Honestly, I was at the game last week and this week. These are probably my only two travel games.
Oh, okay, okay. That's cool, though. Good, man. All right, so continue. I'm just saying.
And, you know, when you're at an away game and you have Josh Gordon catching a pass and they're playing Flash Gordon over the loudspeaker and you get the fans chanting for Brady.
Did they really do that?
Man.
Yes. It was unbelievable, man.
At the wow. They're playing
at the at the Redskin home game. That's odd. I mean, that they're playing Flash Gordon after Josh Gordon makes a catch.
That's horrible.
That is horrible.
You sure you weren't bombed at this game, John? You weren't drunk? You sure you weren't hallucinating?
Nope. I was as sober as I am right now.
All right.
That is crazy.
Wow, that is crazy, man. Jeez.
No, I'm serious. I've never been to a Patriot game where you had more Patriot fans there than at a home game. It was just incredible. And just talking to some of the people there that are Redskin fans, they were begging for Gruden to get fired. They just did not. I mean, and you just watch the Redskins; they're terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God! I mean, they're just.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's nothing to say about just how bad they are. I mean, even you had Belichick praising the Patriot fan for their support yesterday after the game, saying, "I forget what he said was amazing or incredible, something of that nature." In terms of how loud the fans were down at FedEx Field, it was, you know, a Pats home game down in D.C. or down in Maryland. I mean, it's comically bad. It really is. But like I mentioned before, nothing will change unless they get rid of Bruce Allen. If Bruce Allen stays, then everything remains the same.
Hey, and also Taz, that was a great win by the Bills yesterday. I must say, I honestly picked Tennessee on everything I had picked yesterday. I thought the Bills had no chance going into Tennessee. That's a big win for them.
That was a big win. There was a couple points during that game where I thought the Bills had no chance also. Because, I was getting nervous during that game, but it definitely was a strong win. And Allen was taking some hits in that game, man, early. Like, I mean, you think they have to meet in concussion protocol and getting dinged up. You know, this guy would slide more and more often. It's like, I'm like, is anyone telling this kid to slide? It's crazy.
And then, you know, when we left the Pats game yesterday, we stopped to eat on the way home. Did you see the hit that Mason Rudolph took? I mean, I saw him laying on the ground.
They
came out of the restroom. I'm like, oh, my God, is he dead?
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't move.
It was bad. Very scary.
That was scary, where he goes lifeless, limp. Right after he takes the helmet hit, right, and they're screwing off the face mask.
John, we appreciate it.
And just as he's again helped off the field, Taz, and just the look in his face. I mean, that's the scary
stuff. I've been knocked out a couple times in my career, and when you don't, it's a hard thing to explain. You don't know where you are. You have no power in your legs. You can't walk. And then the cart. There was reports that the cart stalled. The cart couldn't get him off the field, so it was. I think it was Joey Porter and somebody else had to help him off the field.
Yeah, they helped him off the field. Is that the reason why the cart broke down?
Did you hear that, Andrew?
The official statement is that operator error made the cart stall, but there was a second cart on the other side. Each team has a cart.
Oh.
But they decided Rudolph could walk off, so they didn't get the other cart.
Gotcha.
But I don't know how they decided he could walk off because he looked half dead on his feet.
Yeah,
it was disgusting.
Joey Porter was holding him up.
Right.
Yeah, well, and just the look in his face.
You don't ever want
to see that.
You know what it reminded me of? It's going to sound a little weird, but like because they had taken his face mask off the helmet, as you guys know. So it looked like one of like new footage, but of like something from throwback,
the old years
of when guys were getting hit
wearing like the leather
helmet.
It was oddly like morosely comical, him in the helmet without the face mask, except for like why he had it off.
Yeah, I know.
Like
I know.
It just was very strange visual.
Helmet,
no face mask.
I know.
And then the loopy look on his face and his jelly legs, and it sucked.
Well, when you get a concussion, like, and they don't just take the helmet off because they can't. They want to make sure because if there's swelling in there, usually they cut it off, you know, because I think there's some kind of a swell in there, and then if the helmet keeps everything in, so they don't just take it off. They don't know if it's a neck thing. They don't know what it is. That stuff I've heard throughout playing football. Right. I know my son playing lacrosse.
Well, they think your face mask off so they can access your mouth and stuff.
Correct.
If they need
I know that, but I mean the helmet. Some might wonder, why didn't they just take his helmet off? That's why. They keep it on, I think, until they're sure there's not some severe brain issues going on.
Or
I guess.
Neck, too. You don't want to jostle his neck.
Let's go down to Richmond.
Well, they didn't immobilize his neck.
Hang on, Chris. He had a whatchamacallit thing on his finger, too, like that they monitor your blood pressure and your oxygen
your pulse level.
So, I mean, it made no sense how they could have deemed him okay
to walk off the field in
that moment.
Dude, that's called BS and CYA. That's what that is. Chris, down in Richmond, Virginia, what's going on, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. So I completely agree with you, Moose. They're not ever really going to get a good coach as long as they got Allen in there. But I was thinking, in order to save the relationship with Haskins and who's got great relationships with a lot of those young Alabama recruits, Urban Meyer. It's just an idea, but it probably never happened. But, Haskins is going to be a waste. And I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago. He's just going to be a big bust if they don't save that relationship. Because right now, there's no deposits in his bank account. He's on an emotional low.
I would agree with you there. But it's going to take that caliber of personality, of coach, to get Allen out. See, if you name, for argument's sake, we're talking about Bill Callahan. Say Bill Callahan's the coach, right? Nothing's going to change, right?
Right.
Allen will remain. The dysfunction will remain. It starts from Snyder. It trickles on down. The paranoia will remain. Guys backfighting, infighting, all that will remain. You need a guy to come in that's got some merit to him and has accomplished it, whether it be Urban Meyer, whether it be Jim Harbaugh. Pick a guy that's either one on the college level big time or one in the National Football League.
The Raiders did with Gruden.
Where you bring about and there's wholesale change.
Right, more than just a coach.
Right. Because if it's just going to be the coach, nothing will change, regardless of how good that coach is. And guys that should be thanking their lucky stars are LaFleur, who got out of there, and McVay, who ended up with the Rams. I mean, because those two guys got around and put themselves, especially McVay, put himself in a much better situation. And that's the other thing from Redskin fan perspective is that they're like, wait a second, we let McVay walk out the door and we kept Jay Gruden? Yeah. I mean, what the hell are you guys doing there as a franchise?
Hey, Crystal, but I think you're onto something there with Urban Meyer, because I think to Moose's point and your point, that's the type of guy that could come in and not just be a coach and to be a guy who can oversee operations and have that GM-esque type thing like Belichick does with the patch, or like Gruden does with the Oakland Raiders. Yeah, I definitely think that an Urban Meyer, would you be happy with that, Moose, if you got Urban Meyer?
Yeah, well, but I mentioned it all starts with Allen. It doesn't if right. Urban Meyer comes aboard and Bruce Allen remains.
You want Allen gone? Yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is Bruce Allen.
I should want Snyder gone too.
Well, he's not going anywhere.
No, I know.
I'd love to see Snyder go. I agree with you. But Taz, it all starts to me with Snyder. He's not going anywhere. And then it is Bruce Allen, because I don't even need Urban Meyer to be the general manager, but Urban Meyer then brings in his own guy.
Right.
Or brings in a guy he's comfortable with. To be kind of the general manager. I don't want to hand over complete control of everything to Urban Meyer, but I'd like him to, if that is the case. But I have a hard time thinking that Urban Meyer is going to go that route. Now, it wouldn't be as stressful as college. A lot of people are putting him in that USC job because you don't have to recruit. You're not there texting, 150 guys right around signing day to see, how many you're going to be able to land. There's not that kind of constant drive and pressure. After a win, you're not hitting the road to go recruit. I mean, that's it. In the National Football League, it is what it is in terms of your roster for the most part, and you're trying to do the best job you can with that roster.
Well, I think it's going to be hard, though, to get rid of Allen, man. He's been there. He's the president. Allen's, for those that don't know, he's the president of the Redskins. He's been there like 7 years, right? 8 years.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. Nah, you're right. I agree with you. Because him and Snyder are like BFF.
He must have had connection with Gruden, Jay Gruden, when Gruden was with the Buccaneers. Because wasn't he with the Buccaneers?
Yeah.
So that's probably where they connected.
Bruce Allen's the son of George Allen.
George Allen, right.
Correct.
Right. From the Redskins fan.
Yeah, and he has familiarity with Callahan.
Right, right.
And John Gruden and Bruce Allen, they all go back to the Raiders.
Right, right. Yeah, we call that connective tissue.
Correct. Yes, that's it. That is very, very true. What's going on, Andrew? How you doing?
Hey, Moose. Hey, Taz. So Jay Gruden's job security was the question after yesterday's 33-7 home loss to the Patriots.
I'll just wait and see. My key works on Monday.
Well, it appears Gruden's key did work this morning for him to go inside, meet with Bruce Allen, and get fired. No official word yet from the team, so we don't know yet who is taking over, but it's presumed to be longtime coach Bill Callahan. Washington 0-5 this season, 35-49-1 under Gruden. Those 49 losses are the most in the NFL more than any other head coach in his time on this job. Now, John Gruden and the Raiders beat the Bears in London yesterday, 24-21. Oakland blew a 17-0 lead, then retook the lead for good on Josh Jacobs' two-yard run with 1:57 to go. The Kansas City Chiefs have their first loss of the season, 19-13, at home to the Colts on Sunday Night Football. In a surprise, Andy Reid's team, not the hungriest on the field.
They're hungry for a win, and they came in and got after us.
Indy snapping KC's record 22-game streak of scoring at least 26 points. The Chiefs ran for just 36 yards, while Patrick Mahomes threw only a touchdown. He was sacked four times, and an offensive lineman stepped on his ankle at one point, sending Mahomes limping to the sideline, but he's apparently okay. Colts QB Jacoby Brissett ran for their only touchdown. Adam Vinatieri hit field goals of 32, 32, 31, and 29 yards. Justin Tucker's 46-yard in overtime got the Ravens a 26-23 win in Pittsburgh. We've already discussed Mason Rudolph. He's reportedly already home, or was already home from the hospital by last night. He's in the league's concussion protocol. The Packers were 34-24 winners in Dallas. Four rushing scores from Aaron Jones. Christian McCaffrey ran for 176 and two TDs, added six catches for 61 yards and a score in the Panthers' 34-27 home win over the Jaguars. The Eagles smothered the Jets 31-6, and the Broncos got their first win 20-13 over the Chargers in L.A. Monday Night Football has the Niners hosting the Browns. Veteran righty Anibal Sanchez, tremendous for the Nationals against the Dodgers in Game 3 of their NLDS last night. But after 5, Washington went to its bullpen.
On 3-2, Suero set. The runners go, and Turner with a fly ball to left field. That one is well hit. On its way, and it is gone! A home run! Justin Turner, a 3-run home run! A 7-run six!
Charlie Steiner on Dodgers Radio, the 7 runs in the 6th inning all came after there were 2 outs, and each run-producing hit, the batter had 2 strikes on him. 6 of the runs charged to Patrick Corbin, who came out of the pen after starting Game 1. The Dodgers win it 10-4 for a 2-1 series lead.
The one that he humped to Kiki Hernandez was just on a 1-2 pitch, hung a curveball, basically put it on a tee for him to hit it right over Soto's head. It was brutal.
Brutal.
I was brutal, very happy, brutal. I actually was watching. I was flipping around, and then I was falling asleep as I was watching the 6th inning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, because I love the Dodgers right now.
Yeah, I know. So you're on top of it. Yeah.
7 runs in the 6th.
I mean, they're the only likable team left.
Yeah. But no, so I tweeted out. I'm like, yeah, this you know, the series is great. I'm like,
I mean, it's the truth.
No, but I'm like, Dodgers, and I'm going, I tweeted out, Dodgers in St. Louis. This is great. I'm halfway. I'm in bed tweeting like an idiot. And I'm like, wait a minute. And then someone goes, dude, they're playing the Nats. And I'm like, yeah, the red uniforms threw me off. Delete that tweet and then retweet it. So, not retweet it, but put a new tweet.
Yeah,
made a mistake. And you make a mistake on Twitter, by the way. And if you host a sports show, you get called all sorts of names if you haven't realized.
You're too popular. That's the problem. You should be me and have only a handful of people that pay attention. And then your mistakes just go off into the ether.
You find out like 4 days later.
Yeah, I think, what? The Cardinals actually played the Braves yesterday, which I'm sure Taz knows. They led 1-0, and then Atlanta scored 3 times, top 9. A Dansby Swanson tying double. Adam Duvall tie-breaking 2-run single. So they win 3-1 for a 2-1 series lead. All 4 series on the field today, and all 4 of them can end. The Astros can sweep the Rays in Tampa Bay at 1 Eastern. The Yankees can sweep the Twins in Minnesota at 7:40 Central. The NL games are in between. And Joe Maddon expected to interview for the Angels job today. They are his top choice. Anaheim says it'll do a full search to replace Brad Ausmus.
Who's the Mets? Who's the Mets getting? What's the story? What are you hearing, Moose? You got all the inside.
I don't know. I didn't check in on the Mets this weekend.
You gotta know. You're holding out.
I swear to you, I don't. I don't. No. I mean, the names are abandoned about last week.
All right, I thought you would.
They haven't started. I think they're doing their due diligence. vengeance on Girardi. But Girardi, when's he interviewing for the Cubs this week?
I didn't see that.
It came out last week that he's interviewing for the Cubs job.
Pete, what do you know?
I know that he's interviewing this week.
Thank you, Pete.
Good job, Pete.
Thank you.
He's from Chicago. Where's he from?
Correct.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's going now.
He played at Northwestern?
He did.
Okay. Didn't he really?
Yeah, I believe he did, yeah.
Remember Mike Adamley?
Like American Gladiators, Mike Adamley?
Yes.
Yeah, he went there. He played football. He played for the Bears. I broadcast with him. He was a horrible pro wrestling announcer.
That's right. He did pro wrestling.
Remember that?
Yes.
For a short time, and I was lucky enough to be the color commentator. I did play-by-play, and it was the hardest thing ever. But what a great guy, Mike Adamley. When I think Northwestern, I think of him.
He was great on American Gladiators.
He was, but then, I don't know, I think a lot of years playing football, all with marathons, he was in great
very
shape.
Good athlete.
But even as he was older, the guy was in great shape. Be at a hotel, I'm at the buffet, like, you know, getting like an omelet. I look outside, there's Mike running around a Marriott doing laps.
There you go.
I'm like, can you put a little extra?
Where's my waffle?
Put a little extra hollandaise sauce on this, please. Mike Adamley. Yeah. American, but when he did the American Gladiators.
American Gladiators, great.
He was great, Mike Adamley.
That was awesome.
Vince loved him. Oh, it's Adamley.
I think.
And then he called Jeff Hardy. Jess, what do you call him, Pete?
Jeff Harvey.
Jeff Harvey on live TV at Madison Square Garden.
Of course, Pete knows that.
He called JBL.
I was there.
What do you call JBL? He called JBL. What was the president? Not Jeff. Not JBL. He called him LBJ. LBJ was a wrestler named JBL.
Hey,
LBJ? No, his name is JBL. No, I'm not kidding. That's what used to happen. But what a hell of a guy. I just buried him right here on the ring.
All right, well, I'm going to be done on that note, guys.
All right.
See
you
in a little bit.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Figured I'd share with the audience.
We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the Cowboys' dud yesterday at home against the Packers. And really, kind of the week-to-week nature, as we hinted upon at the top of the hour of the National Football League. That comes your way next. Taz and the Moose on this Monday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Mark May. I used to be a hog, but at 225 pounds, now I'm a piglet. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question and be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. Where? At O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. Doing more. Brought to you by The Home Depot. Visit homedepot.com for details on flooring, appliances, and bathroom home improvements. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. How about Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson completed 28 of 33 passes for 426 yards, 5 touchdowns as the Texans breeze to a 53-32 victory over the Atlanta Falcons down there in Houston. And speaking of Texas, Taz, yesterday the Green Bay Packers standalone 425 game for the nation, as there was just 2 4 o'clock games, one at 4:05, and that was Chargers-Broncos, the other one being 4:25, and that was Packers and Cowboys down in Arlington, Texas, as the Dallas Cowboys take another big fat L, as the Packers go into town, into Arlington, and they were the better football team, led this game at one point in time. I mean, we're leading, what, 24-0? You know, and the Cowboys came rolling back. Aaron Jones had 4 touchdown runs for the Green Bay Packers. 3 in the first half, 1 in the second half. The Packers did enough offensively in half number 2, as the Cowboys did find, as I think Dak Prescott threw for over 300 yards in the second half. But the Cowboys now take another loss off their tough, gut-wrenching loss the week previous down in New Orleans. And that's why you look at it week to week. People are now going to look at who the Cowboys beat to start the year. You know, the Giants, Skins, and Dolphins. The schedule got a little bit more difficult. They've now taken 2 losses in a row. I still think they're a quality team, but I was surprised. Not surprised the Packers won that game, Taz. I'm curious how you take it. I was surprised the Packers had as decisive a lead as they had in that game early on.
I was shocked. I watched this game, and I was shocked. And, as you know, I mean, I love the Cowboys this year. I mean, I didn't expect them to have two losses right now. I mean, one loss, cool, with two, and then lose at the Pack at home like this. I know it's for Aaron Rodgers, but the main thing was they just couldn't stop Jones. They couldn't stop him running. They couldn't stop him catch the ball out of the backfield. They had nobody keying on Jones, and they got some good linebackers, the Cowboys. They couldn't stop him. And, you know, that's a linebacker's – the linebacker's job is to stop the halfback in the flat as a receiver or run the ball or what have you. And they just couldn't stop Jones. And that was one of the main things. Prescott throwing three interceptions didn't help things. I was disappointed in the Cowboys, very surprised. I mean, I mean they had a game plan, Packers did defensively, to shut down Zeke Elliott. He had like 62, 65
62
yards. 62. Yeah, 62. I knew it was the 60s. You know, so he didn't do – much of anything, you know, out of the backfield for the most part. It's not bad, but it's not like, you know, it wasn't for me. I mean, I know we had a TD, but it wasn't like, like Jones. I mean, Jones just was running all over the Cowboys.
Yeah, Jones had 182 yards of total offense, 70-plus yards receiving and well over 100 yards on the ground, or 107 yards on the ground on just 19 attempts and those four touchdown runs. Taz, the Packers win the game without Devontae Adams as well. Without their best receiver and probably a top seven or eight receiver in the National Football League, and go into Dallas and win that football game. As you know, you look at it, Aaron Rodgers hit nine different receivers, whether it be running backs, receivers, tight ends, over the course of the afternoon. Really did a good job of spreading the football around. Yeah. It's not like he had a great game. He threw for 238 yards, but they controlled it. And you mentioned it about the defense, Taz. They did the Cowboys, it was a slop fest in the first half. Penalties, missed field goals.
Undisciplined.
Totally. I mean, undisciplined. They played such a sloppy game. And I do think that's an indictment of the head coach. That you look at when you look at Garrett,
he snapped on the sideline too.
Well, he did, and we'll get to that here momentarily, Taz, because there was the Cowboys deserved to be in the hole that they did, and then you look at it, and you're going to say, well, I mean, Dak Prescott threw for nearly 500 yards. How'd the Cowboys lose the game? Well, all they did was throw the football in the second half when they were down 24-0,
trying to
get themselves back
up.
Into it.
Yeah, trying to
catch up. Down 24-0, the complexion of that game changes. They're no longer trying to run it because they want to try and make use of the clock, and you mentioned it. You know, there was a pass play, I would say, fourth quarter, right? Fourth quarter, Amari Cooper down the left sideline.
Right, yep.
Watching it initially, I didn't think he got his feet down.
I didn't either.
I thought the official got the call right.
Right.
And then you watch the replay, Taz, and he got the 1 foot down and then dragged his back left foot.
Clearly.
So clearly, it was a reception. And then Garrett spouted off, said something to the line judge, threw the flag down in such anger vehemently, right at his feet, and out came the yellow flag. He got a penalty for 15 yards.
Well, apparently, and by the way, I for those that follow me on Twitter, I put that out there. Yep, I said when Garrett threw that flag down, I go, this is the story of my life. Like what this guy just did, how he threw down that red flag in such disdain, that's been my life for 50 years. So, but anyway, apparently he said something to that judge, to that ref. He said something. That's what I could have sworn Aikman and Buck were saying that. They found out
abusive
later on.
Language.
Abusive language, I mean, it's like, are we adults here? I mean, you know, it's like, this is the NFL. I mean, really, you can't curse now all of a sudden. It's not college.
It hasn't come out exactly what he said. I don't know exactly what he said. I doubt it was just an F-bomb.
He probably called him like...
He probably said something else.
He probably said, you are a real piece of work.
Right.
Something like that.
Here is Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner, talking about that penalty.
Right.
Take a listen.
Oh, I hope the little darling didn't hear something he hadn't heard before.
That's awesome. Little hackles in the back.
It's like Zeke who?
Yeah. He's like... He should charge admission for his press conference.
He really
he's like
should.
A comic.
The draw and everything like that.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Here's the other issue I have with the line judge. I was get away.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you go? No, not the penalty test. Right afterward, he keeps on going back to Garrett.
Well, they were going at it. I didn't see this, but apparently they were going at it throughout the game.
I know.
Him and Garrett don't get along.
Right, but after you throw the penalty, he gives him the explanation.
Back,
obviously, Garrett didn't like it. Get away. It took another ref to come over and basically said, get the hell out of here. What are you doing? Stop antagonizing.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, he lost his cool, which is conduct unbecoming for him, but... You know, his team lost. They lost at home, 34-24, tough one for Cowboys. That was my team in the NFC.
Jeez. Well, they can still win it. They're 3-2. They're right there in the NFC East.
They got to wake up.
Packers 4-1. Impressive win for them. You know who else was impressive yesterday? The Vikings.
Yeah.
On the road in New York against the Giants as they woke up. We'll get to that next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.